All right, here we go. So, yesterday we have been waiting for it, and today the all-important CPI inflation data has been released, and it was a surprise, but probably even more of a surprise of how the markets are reacting to this. So, you'll see it's kind of crazy. With that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, and today is Tuesday, March 12th. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And I made it back, Mark. I made it back to Austin.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Always nice to have East Coast and Austin markets better than West Coast markets.
For sure. Hey, and I think the markets agree that... I'm happy. The markets are happy. And it's kind of crazy. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so we knew going into this week that it was all about inflation data. And on Tuesday and Thursday, we'd get some numbers. So this morning, we saw that CPI data coming in a little bit hotter than expected. And you see the reaction there on the E-mini S&P 500 5-minute chart.
I mean, we were going higher into the CPI data report. So we were up by around 0.4% in the E-mini NASDAQ. And then, yes, it was kind of crazy because initially we saw a strong reaction to the downside, followed by a reaction to the upside. Then going into the open of the stock market, we actually slid into the open because if you're looking at the S&P 500 here, we see that at first, open higher, sliding, but now taking off.
Yeah, go figure. Because with the data, right? I mean, data could come in line with expectations. It could come in higher. It could come in lower. In this case, inflation being higher would be bad news, not good news. At least you would think, just because it gives the Fed even more motivation to keep rates the same rather than cutting sooner. And so you see there the core CPI number increasing by 0.4%, same as last month, but higher than the expectation. And then CPI coming in line with the expectations, but higher than the previous month. And that year over year CPI reading of 3.2% increasing a tick.
Yeah. So first of all, core CPI is excluding the volatile sectors of food and energy. And we already knew that energy is higher because crude oil, if you look at crude oil really quick here, has been higher last month. Where the heck did I have crude oil? Here we go. So we knew that in February, crude oil was higher, hovering around 80. So this is why it was kind of expected. But if we now look at the graph, so CPI ticking higher again, and this is where we look at year over year, and we see there all items is the blue line, and then we have the core CPI, which is less food and energy, and we see it's sticky. Inflation is sticky.
Sure. So we're not at the Fed's 2% target, but along the positive note, you see that chart is sideways, right? It's essentially just going flat. And so with a steep increase or uptick, that would be more of a concern. I think that's where traders are right now. They saw the slight, I mean, it was pretty much in line with expectations and a little higher, right? And so I think traders just said, you know what? The news is out. It could have been worse. And let's buy tech.
Yeah, because that's what's happening today. So if we look at the heat map, we see that today, NVIDIA is continuing its rally up 5%, Microsoft up 2%. I need to use a different color, otherwise we can't see a darn thing. Microsoft up 2%, Amazon 2.5%, Meta, that was down yesterday 5%, bouncing back today 2%. So yes, it's basically the NVIDIA saga continues. And this is what's moving the markets higher because we talked about it, talking about the largest companies in the US, NVIDIA now in number three, way ahead of Amazon and trying to catch up to Apple here.
Yeah, look at that. And so I really think that today it was, traders do not like uncertainty. And we saw the VIX spike yesterday, even though the markets were relatively quiet and flat. That was just a sign that investors weren't quite sure what was going to come next. And we still have PPI data coming out on Thursday, but the VIX is down significantly.
Yeah, the VIX down 7% right now. And for the markets, after the initial shock on a 5-minute chart, we see it right now. It's up and away, coming off the highs a little bit. But this rally, to me, honestly, that's surprising.
Yeah, and I was a little concerned that when we had that gap fill, like in hindsight, it was just a gap fill. But to start positive, that was a little bit of a surprise. And then when we started to go red, I thought we'd get more downside there.
Yeah, because look at the yields here. The yields, actually, the 2-year yield has been spiking and is trading at session highs right now. So is the 10-year yield. So we have the yields up more than 1% and the market's rallying, which is really very unusual. Usually we have an inverse relationship. It's not always the perfect inverse relationship, but we see that here right now, yields are up significantly. We are above, well above 4.5% in the 2-year yield, and we are above 4.1% again in the 10-year yield.
And in theory, that's not the best thing for stocks, but it is what it is. And you see that spike. So everything up today. Maybe it was Bank of America raising its 2024 earnings per share guidance, suggesting that the S&P will experience a 12% growth year over year.
Well, or maybe it was Southwest who canceled their flight on me on Sunday. I don't like flying Southwest. I mean, it was kind of an emergency because it was the only direct flight to Orlando. And this is why I decided, okay, I fly with a peanut airline here. And yes, they did disappoint. And this morning they basically revised their guidance and said, yeah, you know what, with all this Boeing trouble, 2024 might not be as good for us as we initially thought when we released earnings in the end of January. And this is where Southwest right now, down almost 15%.
That's a big drop for Southwest.
Yeah, I don't like them because they don't have a business class. It's like, I'm tall. I like to sit in the front of the plane. Anyhow, so yeah, and then we also have Oracle reporting earnings, and Oracle up and away here, up 11% right now after better than expected earnings.
Yeah, real impressive move there. And they topped estimates, and traders lacking that data. Not in line with revenue, but that earnings per share stood out.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we have a lot to talk about because there is action with our positions. Where do we start, Mark? WTF or wheel?
Yeah, let's do WTF.
WTF, our win the fear strategy. So, first up, we have Merck that is actually, oh my gosh, Merck is lower today. What the heck? Against the grain. So, Merck is down, what? Almost 1%. So, yeah, we bought it at 124. I didn't even see that this morning. So, could this be one of the first losers or one of the
We'll
very
have
few
to
losers
see.
that we have?
X date is March 14th too, so there's a dividend coming up if we're holder going into the 14th. 77-cent dividend.
All right. Well, we need to keep an eye on this. So we are in this position and we are down right now 2.5%. Okay. That is surprising. Let's see how this shakes out. Pinduoduo, on the other hand, Pinduoduo PDD bouncing back. So right now, actually above our entry price again after first falling, but doing exactly what we wanted to do. Win the fear. So after it had this drop, right now bouncing back, trading at session highs right now. So here we are nicely up. So We are up, yeah, a dollar, approximately 1%.
Not too bad.
VRSK also today up, and this is where we are trading right around where we opened. So VRSK right now for us up 0.05%, and we'll see what happens here. They also have a dividend coming up on Thursday, so let's see if we are still the record holders on Thursday or if we close this one before.
Yeah, and it looks like if we are trading around where we're at, we'll probably have an exit for tomorrow, but there's still a lot of trading left today.
No. And then we have ZS Zscaler up 0.7% today. So ZS up 0.5% for us. Bought it at 202 at 201.14 right now, trading at 202.22. So this is looking good. We'll see when we exit this one.
And there was a trade you did not take that I closed today, PayX.
Yes. PayX,
So
really nice. You went in at 120.12 and closed it this morning. So
yeah.
was it a small win, small loss?
Yeah, small one.
Small win.
I got in 120.12, closed it at 121.16.
There we go. All right. So no new trades here for us. So we still have four open trades and we'll see how they pan out. Again, right now, markdown, everything else is up, slightly up here. So we will see where we end this. All right. Let's talk about the wheel. And first up, CSIQ. And CSIQ today, a little bit all over the place here as well for two reasons. First of all, we have 2 days before earnings are being released. It will be on Thursday before the bell. And then, of course, also interest rate sensitive. I like that we are up 0.5% today, even though interest rates are up, what, more than 1%. So that is moving in the right direction. Let's see what they are reporting with earnings. And then hopefully we get the break above here. So we need to at some point break out, and we want to see that we are quickly moving back towards 22, 23.
Yes, that is the goal.
NEE today, what's happening here? A little bit down after we had this nice up move here over the last few days. So it seems that we are breaking this trend line here. So we have been in a trend channel that was going down, now breaking out of it. So now the plan is to establish a trend channel to the upside. So it's okay. We are trading kind of in the middle of the channel. Nothing for us to do here just now.
Yeah, if anything, it's nice that that it's not down more on that spike in yields.
Yeah. And then UPS. UPS having a killer day today, up 1.5%. And this is good because I got assigned at 157.50. And this is where I decided to sell calls against half of my position at 157.50 this morning. And of course, immediately after I do it, it rallies.
You're never gonna pick tops and bottoms. You just gotta draw that line in the sand and say what you're happy with. So it was a good trade. Nice to see you get some premium there. I'm looking to sell calls at some point, but right now no availability at the strike that
Yeah.
I own shares at.
So I have a total of 1200 shares. So for 600 shares, I sold it at the 157.50 expiring this Friday. I got 60 cents for it. So, I mean, yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. If I had waited, it would have been more. Right now, I'm looking to sell more calls at the 162.50. This way, I'll make a nice gain on the stocks. So we will see how this works out. Right now, not enough. To do this, and for you would have to go to the 165. So the 162.50 only yielding 4%, the 165, nothing yet. So might have to wait until next week before you can sell it.
But we're above my break even, which is nice. So
That's what we want to
my
see.
cost basis is 160, my break even is 156.13.
Plus, we had another surprise in our accounts this morning. Did you see it? The
The
dividend.
dividend.
Yeah.
Yes.
The dividend of $1.63 was paid by UPS. So this morning it was in our account. It was paid yesterday. So this morning it was on my statement and liking it.
That break even reflects that. I updated my trading log.
Yeah. All right. We also entered a new trade today. Well, I did. Mark, maybe. Okay, we'll talk about this. Do you want to see the trade that we entered today? If so, do us a favor. Give us a like. We really appreciate your likes. And then we'll reveal what we did. All right. I see the likes going up. So might as well end today. I decided to trade Apple. Apple, super, super interesting. In the open, actually, with the market initially moving lower. And I kept my eye on Apple for the past few days because last week we already traded Apple and we sold Apple at the 167.50 that expired on Friday. We kept all of the premium. I decided that I wanted to trade the 170 and this morning it was available. So I took the 170 and this is where I took it for 80 cents. And turning out good so far.
Yeah, you timed this well, Marcus. I was watching this too, and there wasn't enough at the 167.50, but I was keeping an eye on it. The premium just wasn't enough to get 30% annualized. On that drop, I thought we were going to get a little more downside. I really thought when things went negative this morning that there would be a little more downside, and it seemed like the Apple and S&P 500 were both moving in the same direction. And so I had my eyes on it, didn't pull the trigger, and missed out.
Yeah. So far, so good. I'm up 37% on the option. If I can close it today or tomorrow at 80% of max profits, I will do so. Otherwise, I'll look for 90% of the max profits. And yeah, very happy with this one. So far, turning out great. And I don't mind getting a side Apple at 170. This is why I decided to be a little bit more aggressive, because I think the 167.50 is very conservative to avoid assignment. I would love to own Apple and then potentially ride it up to 175 if I get a send at 170.
Love the plan.
Love the plan. So this is what's been happening today. So a busy day, and we knew that it would be a busy day. We did not expect that the S&P would rally, NVIDIA continuing the rally. And right now, this is really an NVIDIA-driven market here. NVIDIA up 5% is pulling up the NASDAQ with a total of 1.36%, the S&P, and then also the Dow up 0.7%. Crazy.
Will it ever stop?
Will it ever stop for making new all-time highs? Well, the S&P could make a new all-time closing high today. Let's see where we are with the NASDAQ. NASDAQ might be a little bit tougher, and the Dow also. I think getting there.
Yeah, I think we'll need a little more. We still have PPI data. I know CPI is the closer watched typically, but PPI on Thursday.
PPI on Thursday. So you definitely do not want to miss it. And if you enjoyed what we are doing here, do us a favor and give us a like. If you like our take on the markets, analyzing it, then also showing you how we trade it. If you feel that others can benefit from this, click on share. There's a share button right underneath. Share it on Twitter, share it on LinkedIn, share it on Facebook, share it by text, whatever you want to share it, that's all good. And if you're new to the channel, we hope that you enjoyed it and you subscribe. There's a little button there. And then we'll see you again tomorrow. And until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.